From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. In this week's issue of The New Yorker magazine, Malcolm Gladwell argues that ordinary hijacking methods have given way to extraordinary measures, and this has been predictable. The higher the security at airports, the more sophisticated the response. Gladwell reminds us the concept of airport security in the U.S. dates back only to late 1972, when three men commandeered a DC-9 flying out of Birmingham, Alabama.
Basically, they have the pilot demanding a ransom, and they have the pilot circle the Oak Ridge nuclear facility, threatening to crash the plane into the nuclear plant unless their demands are met. They later actually go and circle President Nixon's vacation home.
You're talking about Oak Ridge, Tennessee, and then President Nixon's vacation home where?
In Florida. He had a vacation home, memory in Key West or...
Key Biscayne.
Key Biscayne, that's
yes.
Right, yeah.
This would have been, in theory, if they had gone through with it, a suicide bomb attack on Oak Ridge.
Yes. If you look at the history of hijacking, the idea of using the plane as a kind of missile is not new. You know, the Israelis shot down a Libyan airliner that they thought was about to do that in Israel. I mean, this idea has been floating around for a while. It's just never been executed successfully.
And then in 1973, we start checking carry-on baggage and screening it, and X-ray machines begin.
That was the hijacking that really woke up America to the need to improve airport security. Before then, there were no metal detectors and X-ray machines.
Well, explain this to us. You say that airport security measures have simply, the ones we have now, chased out the amateurs and left the clever and the audacious.
Yeah, if you look at the kind of history of hijacking over the last 30 years, what you see is that the number of hijackings has steadily declined over time. But at the same time, the number of lives lost in kind of what they call aviation incidents, attacks, terrorist attacks on airports and airplanes, has increased. And the number of hijackings we have successfully foiled has also decreased. In other words, we have fewer hijackings now, but the ones that we do have are being conducted by smarter people and are far more lethal and severe than they used to be.
You make a distinction between the Israeli airport defense system and the American, saying that the chief difference is in the U.S. it's technology examining the baggage, and in Israel it's examining the passenger.
Yes. That's a key distinction. I mean, it isn't that the Israelis ignore the baggage. On the contrary, they use very sophisticated screening systems. But their first line of defense is figuring out who are the kinds of people we ought to focus on. And then once they've identified those people, applying a high level of scrutiny to that. You know, there is in this country, I see now, the debate's already starting about, is profiling an acceptable imposition on civil liberties? I don't think there's any way around some kind of profiling. Profile need not be explicitly racial. That's the mistake, because they think that it's all about ethnicity and race. It's not. It's about many, many different things. But there is no way to have effective security if you are treating every passenger the same. You must make a distinction between the kinds of people who pose a threat and those who don't. You know, grandmothers from Iowa, we shouldn't be spending our time and energy trying to figure out whether they're carrying guns. They're not carrying guns. But a single man, you know, 28 years old, with a one-way ticket is the kind of person who you ought to spend a lot of time, you know, looking at what they're carrying on board.
When you say it does not have to be racial, mm-hmm. profiling.
If one were to say, well, we ought, you know, if you were worried that this might be racial, think about this in the context of, say, Newark Airport. There are so many people of Middle Eastern origin using an airport like Newark, it's not useful at all to use ethnic origin as a discriminator. The things that are effective discriminators are things that are very good at singling out a small percentage of the population, how they bought the ticket, their history of flying, where they live, their age. These are simple measures that can greatly increase the effectiveness of our security.
Mr. Gladwell, thank you for your time.
Yes, you're welcome.
Malcolm Gladwell, his article, Safety in the Skies, is in the October 1st issue of The New Yorker.